Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive where we take one fascinating topic and, well, dive deep.
Right into the heart of it.
You got it. And today we're looking at something that's really changing the landscape of marketing.
Yeah, this is the big one.
It is. Predictive analytics. Have you heard of this?
Oh, absolutely. It's been making waves.
For sure. We're using this excerpt from an article called Understanding Predictive Analytics, The Key to Better Audience Targeting. And this article, basically, it tries to explain how companies are using data to predict what we'll do next.
Kind of like fortune telling, but with algorithms.
Exactly. Yeah. I know. A little spooky. Yeah. Right. But also, I gotta admit, pretty fascinating. So the article starts with this definition of predictive analytics, all very technical, you know, talking about statistical algorithms, machine learning, and data mining to analyze data. Honestly, I read that and I'm like, okay, need a translator here.
Yeah, it sounds like a mouthful, but the idea is actually quite simple.
Right. So break it down for us.
Think about it this way. Let's say you're always buying, I don't know, sci-fi books online.
That's me. Guilty.
Right. So the website notices this pattern, sees what else people who buy sci-fi also buy, and then recommends those things to you.
Oh, okay. Like those you might also like suggestions.
Exactly. That's predictive analytics in action. It's basically using data to make smart guesses about what you'll do in the future.
It's like they're reading our minds, but through our clicks.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not magic. It's just math and patterns.
Right, right. And the article really emphasizes how powerful this is for, well, for marketers, which I guess makes sense, right? The better they can predict what we want, the easier it is to, you know, convince us to buy something.
Exactly. Marketing is all about understanding people and influencing their behavior. Predictive analytics gives marketers this incredible edge. They can tailor messages, target the right people, even predict upcoming trends.
It's kind of like they have this secret weapon now.
You could say that. And it's not just about those ads that follow you around. It goes way deeper than that.
So spill the beans. What else can it do?
Well, the article lists 5 key benefits, and they're pretty impressive.
All right, let's hear them. Hit me with benefit number 1.
Okay, number 1, enhanced audience segmentation. It means companies can go beyond just like age and location.
So what are they looking at? Like our favorite color?
Uh-huh, not quite. It's more about your online behavior. Think browsing history, past purchases, social media, even what device you're using.
So they build this digital profile of me.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's say you're always researching sustainable living, buying eco-friendly products. They might put you in a green consumer segment. Then, boom, they target you with ads about, I don't know, solar panels or something.
Makes sense. Okay, what's benefit number 2?
Personalized marketing campaigns. Basically, using that profile to create ads just for you.
Okay, I think I've seen that. Like, if I look at a pair of shoes online.
Then suddenly, shoe ads everywhere. That's it. Or, imagine you're planning a trip and looking at hotels. Boom. Ads for flights to that destination, tours, everything.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that. It's kind of creepy, but also convenient. I don't know, mixed feelings.
It's a double-edged sword for sure.
So what's the next benefit?
Number 3.
Improved customer retention. It's about keeping people coming back.
Mm. Okay, how do they do that with data?
They can spot patterns that suggest you might stop using a service or buying from a store. Like, let's say you suddenly stop opening their emails or browsing their site.
Uh-oh, red flag!
All right, so they might send you a special offer or discount to try and win you back.
That makes sense. Clever, I gotta admit. Okay, what about number 4, optimized marketing spend? What does that even mean?
It means getting the most bang for their buck. Instead of blindly throwing money at different ads, they use data to see what works best.
So less guesswork, more strategy.
Exactly. Let's say their data shows that a certain age group responds well to video ads. They'll focus their budget there.
Smart. All right, and the final benefit, number 5.
Anticipating market trends. This is about seeing the bigger picture.
Like predicting the future of, I don't know, fashion. Exactly. They analyze huge amounts of data, like social media trends, news, even weather patterns. Let's say they see a surge in searches for, I don't know, vintage denim jackets. They can predict that'll be a trend and stock up.
Like having a crystal ball for the market. Mind-blowing. But the article says things are going to get even wilder thanks to AI and machine learning. What does that even look like?
Imagine ads that change based on your mood or the weather outside your window. hyper-personalization taken to the extreme.
Like, my phone knows I'm having a bad day and sends me a discount for chocolate.
That could happen. But it does raise a lot of ethical questions, which we should definitely talk about.
Yeah, we'll get into all that. This is definitely some food for thought. And for our listeners out there, I gotta say, start paying attention. You might be surprised by how much predictive analytics is already shaping your world. We'll be right back to continue this deep dive, so don't go anywhere.
We'll have even more to unpack, so stay tuned.
Welcome back, everyone. I gotta say, I'm still kind of reeling from all this talk about predictive analytics. It's amazing to think how much data is out there and what companies are doing with it.
It really is. And I think this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right. Like, we talked about AI and machine learning making things even more, I don't know, personalized?
Yeah, that's the next frontier.
So paint us a picture. What does that future look like?
Okay, imagine you're walking down the street. It's a hot day. You're thinking, man, I could really go for some ice cream.
Happens to me all the time.
Right. And then, boom, your phone buzzes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a coupon for like 20% off ice cream at a shop just around the corner.
Whoa, that's kind of scary. But also, I do love ice cream.
Right. It's about using data to create these perfectly timed, perfectly tailored experiences.
But how do they know? Like, how accurate are these predictions, really? Do they always get it right?
Well, it's not like they can see the future, you know?
Right, right.
It's more about probabilities. They look at patterns, make educated guesses. Sometimes they hit the bullseye, sometimes not so much.
Like, it's not a guarantee, more of a, what, a best guess?
Exactly. Think of it like weather forecasting.
Hmm.
They use all this data, but sometimes, you know, the prediction is off.
Makes sense. So it's not some mind-reading magic. It's just really sophisticated guesswork.
Pretty much. But even so, it's having a huge impact on how companies market to us.
So how are they actually using this to create those, what was it, hyper-personalized experiences?
One way is through real-time personalization. Basically, the algorithm is constantly adjusting based on what you're doing right now.
So, like, if I'm browsing for shoes online,
it might show you similar styles, different colors, maybe even suggest a matching handbag.
It's like a personal shopper, but digital.
Exactly. And then there's predictive segmentation, where they group people based on their likely behavior.
Like putting me in the shoe lover category.
Uh-huh, maybe. And then they tailor campaigns to that specific group. So maybe shoe lovers get ads about a new shoe sale.
That makes sense. But all this personalization, it does raise some, I don't know, ethical concerns, right?
Absolutely. There's a big debate about how much is too much, you know?
Yeah, like, is it manipulative? Are they taking advantage of our, I don't know, our love of shoes?
It's a valid concern. Companies need to be transparent about what they're doing, give people control over their data.
So transparency is key.
Totally. And they need to make sure they're not using data in a discriminatory way.
Like excluding people based on, I don't know, their age or something.
Right. That's a big no-no. And of course, data security is paramount. All this information needs to be protected.
Yeah, that's a lot of responsibility for these companies.
It is. But it's essential to use this technology ethically.
It's definitely a lot to think about. And for our listeners, I'd say start paying attention. Notice how these algorithms are shaping your online experience.
It's all around us. It's just a matter of opening our eyes to it.
Well said. Let's take a quick moment to gather our thoughts, and we'll be right back to wrap up this deep dive into the world of predictive analytics. And we're back for the final part of our deep dive. Man, we've really gone deep on this one, haven't we? Predictive analytics, it's everywhere.
It is. And I think we've only just scratched the surface.
Right. It feels like we're just starting to understand the power of this stuff.
Exactly. And the potential impact it can have on, well, on everything.
So as we wrap up, I got to ask, what's the big takeaway here? What do you want our listeners to really remember?
I think the most important thing is this technology. It's a tool. Like any tool, it can be used in different ways. Some good, some, well, maybe not so good.
So it's not inherently good or bad. It's how we use it.
Exactly. And that's where awareness comes in. The more we understand how it works, the better choices we can make.
Choices about our data, our privacy, even how we interact with the online world.
Right. It's about taking control, not just letting the algorithms decide everything for us.
I love that. So for everyone listening, I challenge you, start paying attention. Look for those personalized ads, those recommendations, all those little nudges from the algorithms.
You'll start to see them everywhere, I guarantee it.
It's like a whole new way of seeing the online world. And hey, maybe even a chance to make it a little better, a little more human. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into predictive analytics. We'll be back soon with another fascinating topic. So until then, stay curious.